Pretend they're not just after dollars. They all point the fingers at each other and they holler. How could anybody believe anybody whose deeds don't demonstrate decency? Well, you've got to be kidding me. We're so easily amused. We get confused. All too usually, we get used to staring into the pit.
Welcome, I'm Seth Horan, and that is a bit of my latest original song, which is available exclusively through my Patreon page. That song will also be played in full during part two of the podcast, which you can access by becoming a subscriber at Patreon. We're unapologetically capitalistic here, folks, and this is where podcasters normally mention sponsors. Well, I'm sponsored by my patrons. For the past 2 years, at least 9 or 10 months out of each year, I've been releasing brand new original music. I never stopped. I just saw the music industry disintegrating around me and figured I had to find the people who actually care about me as an artist and to ask those people for their support. They do support me, and I am grateful. If you'd like to become a part of that, it costs as little as $1 a song. That's it. Hook up a credit card. It won't get charged unless I release something. Patrons also get downloads of every new original I release. Now, there's a direct link to subscribe on my podcast homepage. It's in the show notes, and it's also at patreon.com/Seth Horan. Okay, so what are we going to do here? Well, for starters, off the top of my head, why don't we look at what this is? Why am I doing it? Why jump on the podcast bandwagon? Because music is in trouble, folks. It's in trouble because the corporate gatekeepers and tastemakers are more interested in selling music as the soundtrack to a story rather than cultivating quality art and moving our culture forward. I'm serious. This is what music industry gurus tell aspiring artists now. It's not about your talent, and it's not even about the very music you make. It's about the story you tell people. Just bombard people on social media with the story of you and try to gain, you know, followers, not listeners. They tell you you're supposed to concentrate on being a brand, not a musician. Doesn't matter if anyone listens to you if you get enough people to follow you, right? At that point, if somebody finally hears your music and thinks it sucks, well, you've got 100,000 freaking Instagram followers, right? I mean, how can that many people be wrong? Incidentally, that's known as the bandwagon fallacy, when the truth of a situation is declared false or irrelevant simply because so many people do or believe the opposite. I mean, the corporate music industry is demonstrably anti-talent right now. It's like they said, nah, talent had its day. Let's start pushing people with no talent and see what happens. Or at least let's push people who have acting talent or dancing talent and we'll just fake the music part. The problem for me is I've always appreciated talent. I've always been excited by artists who push the envelope or who deliberately explore directions that run counter to the mainstream. And when the artists who do those things are also really great at what they do, well, then I start shouting about them from the rooftops. For a long time, I've been posting my annual favorite albums, my top picks for each year, and I've always tried to use any online platform I have to call attention to artists with actual talent who actually use that talent to make excellent music. But the internet is noisy these days. I mean, man, it started as a place where educated and articulate people hung out, right? I mean, being able to type and knowing how to spell used to be like barriers to entry. Those were the days, the golden age. But the barbarian hordes descended, and now everywhere you look is just a shouting match. I can't imagine anyone using the internet to seek out music, because shit, I love music. And every time I sign on to social media, it totally kills the aesthetic mindset for me. I have to imagine that I'm not the only one who feels that way. Besides, it always seemed a little sideways to me to try and champion a visual format, primarily visual format, as a way to share something you're supposed to listen to. So here we are, podcasting. Once on the fringe, now an established norm, and darn it, I think it's way more appropriate to let folks listen to music this way rather than to try and get them to click this video. So I'm going to play you my music on this thing, and I'm going to expose you to other artists and their music on this thing, and I'm going to have some guest artists on this thing, and I'm going to talk about some music from time to time on this thing. The idea is to cultivate a greater appreciation for great music that is not tailored for mass consumption, and to have a little conversation about it in the process. Cool? Cool. So think about that for a minute while I play you something. This is Cannon Fodder.
Oh, helpless like the children of the richest of men. Make mistakes, then thanks to pride and insecurity, I'll make them again. I let the stakes unnerve me. The system is not here to serve me. Second guess.
Is a bit of a song called Cannon Fodder, and we'll hear the whole thing from start to finish in part two. That's a song I released back in 2015, right after I started releasing my music on Patreon. It also made the cut for inclusion on my latest album, which I released a few months ago. That record is called The Mean, and it's an exclusive for patrons who want all the music I've ever released. Again, I post links to Patreon all over the place. Click one of them and check it out. I'm aware that most people listening to this right now must already have an idea of what I do as an artist, but as they say, assumption is the mother of all fuck-ups. That's a thing. That is an actual saying. I didn't just coin that. That's like a vulgar variation on the law of suspended judgment. I'm almost positive about that. I will look that up. Anyway, I want to make sure that folks know I am a bassist, singer, songwriter. I toured solo for years, and gradually I started using a loop pedal in my shows to fill out the sound, and looping eventually found its way onto my records. I do record with other instruments a bit here and there, but for the most part, what you hear in my songs either comes from my bass or my face. Playing the bass in creative ways while I sing my songs has been my MO. Since day one. Again, I realize that most people listening right now know that, but if I'm thinking wishfully, I hope that people who have no idea at all about me might hear this at some point and I don't want anyone thinking there's something wrong with their podcast playback. Something's wrong, I can't hear the keyboards. Or, crap, the guitar sounds all strange and thumpy. There's nothing wrong with your system, folks. That's just the sultry sound of a songwriter fighting physics. So, in future episodes, the plan is to turn you onto music that may not be on your radar, and not just mine. I want to boost awareness of stuff I enjoy. Anything you hear, I have to either license or get permission to play. And since part one of each episode will ostensibly reach many more listeners than part two, which is patrons only, I'm only playing excerpts of songs during the first half of the show. All the full-length tracks happen after the jump, as the broadcasters say. I'm also going to have some guests on board. When I can find occasion to have live in-person guest musicians, I'm going to try my utmost to make that happen. And I've got my Skype recording software ready to take care of the long-distance chats. But stay tuned, and I will try to make a bit of a hullabaloo, when I announce who will be joining me during any particular month. One more announcement before I wrap up part one here, folks. As many know, I do a series of private web concerts throughout the year, and they are exclusive for patrons who pledge the most excellent support for the cause. But every so often, for a special occasion, I open up attendance to the public. I'm going to do that for this next concert, which will take place on Sunday, May 28th at 4 p.m. Eastern. Even if you are not one of my high-rolling patrons, you can buy an e-ticket, pretend you are, and catch the show. The link for tickets is in the show notes, and I will be blasting it out on the usual social portals as well. It's $5. Come check out what you've been missing. Oh, and don't wait until the last minute to get a ticket. I did a concert like this just over a year ago, gave everyone a few weeks heads up about the concert, and still over a dozen people waited until just before, or in some cases after, it had already started to try and get tickets, which they couldn't do because I couldn't be handling last minute ticket sales while I did a sound check and did the show. So I had already taken down the ticket site. He who hesitates is probably looking at a blank, silent screen. So click all the things and get access ahead of time and say hi on May 28th. Should be cool. That's it for now. If you want to listen to part two and you're already a patron, just check your patron feed. There's a link there. If you're not a patron yet and want to sign up, the link is patreon.com/Seth Horan, which is also in the show notes. Thanks for listening, folks. Catch you in a bit.
Technology will save us from technology.